Welcome to the Breathe Near podcast.
Harish Nalakela.
Welcome to the Breathe Near podcast.
Anawat Deratam.
Welcome to the Breathe Near podcast.
So it's Friday, and that means a question and an answer or two. And as I'm recording this, I don't know if you can hear it, but it is lashing rain. The windows are being pelted by rain. It's like somebody is throwing a bucket of water every few seconds against the windows here, which is a very different environment to where I was earlier in the week over in Spain, surrounded by thousands of teenagers, which if you want to learn more about that, check out the podcast episode from earlier in the week. So coming up in a day or two, we have our first ice bath teacher training here in Dublin. So I've been getting lots of questions around that, about the cold, and specifically about some of the things that people worry about in the cold. So of course people are always wondering about how the cold, the temperature should be, how long to stay. But one thing that I wanted to address was a question I got about women, the cold, their cycle, and when and if they should get into the cold. So this is a really fascinating topic, because when I started as a Wim Hof instructor many years ago, there wasn't much research out there on men and women and the effects of the cold, because most of the research up to that point had purely focused on men. But of course, women are very different. Now, the reason all the scientific research was focused on men, the reason they said in all these places, all these universities, was that there's too much of a variation. There's too many variables with women. Some women might be having their period. Some people might be in different parts of their cycle, etc., etc., etc. Now, I'm not sure if that's true, but I'm sure it is true to a point. Or if it's just a reflection of the bias and discrimination within academic research. You can make your own mind up about that. But recent research has changed that. And also it's confirmed what people already know about the cold and women. So I don't know about you, but I've heard many stories of arguments between couples where the woman wants to turn the heat on and the man says, no, it's too cold, or it's too hot already, etc., etc. Now, this is something that I've heard many, many times. And now it turns out that what we knew instinctively, we also know scientifically. So it turns out that women feel cold in a much sharper, much different way to men. So they feel cold more because of different increase in cold receptors in their body. So they feel cold more. And also, at different times of their cycle, it's probably not great to get into the cold. So where people beforehand might have thought, oh, my girlfriend or wife or sister or mother is always cold, that's because she was. And it's very different, their experience, than men's experience. So the research shows that women don't need as much time in the cold, or even as cold an experience, temperature-wise. Which is always going to be how we approach things if we stay true to the idea that we should be listening to our bodies. Really, we should be listening to our bodies and never ever forcing it. So if a person, man or woman or otherwise, isn't feeling that the cold would be good for them that day, then they don't do it. Simple as that. So if we're listening to our bodies, then we can instinctively find our way through this. And now we have some research to back that up, which is fantastic. But of course, we all know that if we listen to our bodies, really listen, and not be swayed by maybe some part of us that's saying, come on, get in, you should be getting in because of this reason or that reason, then we'll always find a good balance. So it's not only for women, of course, if we're listening to our bodies, for anybody, and we don't feel up to it, we might feel a bit under the weather or a bit tired or whatever it may be. Always listening to the body and always taking it nice and easy.